What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Nail Shop. This is Cassandra. And I am on my housewife shit right now. So this is one of those, I didn't plan on making the podcast, but something, I don't know what the fuck happened. Oh, okay, so I was getting ready to load up some podcasts so y'all can have some stuff to listen to now that I got a little bit more downtime and stuff, and I want y'all to be able to listen more. I had peaked that in the last 7 days, just the last seven, okay? And today's May the 1st. Oh, wake up. It's the first of the month. It's May the 1st. In the last 7 days, and there was no 31st in April. Y'all been wilding out for me. So I had to do an appreciation thank you. And what I mean by that, in the last 7 days, y'all done listened. It's been over 100 listens in like the last 7 days. First of all, I don't think I have 100 people in my family. I'm not including my married family, my extended family. I'm just talking about like my maternal family. I don't think I got 100 people in my damn family. And to see, like, I low key, like, I was tripping. I was like, what the fuck? Is this a glitch? Just a glitch? What in the honey? Over. Hi. So, first of all, hi. I am Cassandra. Thank you for listening to me. I don't know why you listen to me, but I appreciate it. I have chills up my body and down my body because I feel like I had like a viral moment on my damn podcast. And to any of the negative Nancys out there, like, as I had it, first of all, it's over 100, but second of all, that's something that, like, this is the, you know, the content that I've been creating. Like, you ain't gotta listen to little me. You ain't gotta hit play. You don't have to do none of that. Like, all of my stuff is unscripted, unedited. Everything is fucking raw, like in my name, Cassandra. So, to know that it's, y'all are out there, but not only that, the men is out here showing out, listening more. Like, they about to be neck and neck. It's about to be 50% in a minute. It's about to be 50-50 in a minute. Like, I thought I was only speaking to the woman, to the women, to the ladies. No, I'm not. So, hi. Hi. I just want to give you my gratitude. And tell y'all a little bit about this new season 2 Bad Boys Club. Baby. I didn't know I was going to be this hooked. I'm already looking forward to, like, I want them to do like some Netflix shit where they just give me all the Bad Boys at once. Let me binge it. Like, let me binge watch it and get it over with. Because we got in the Bad Boys Club Razzby from B2K. Fucking Orlando Brown from That's So Raven. Yeah. Then we have a couple of returning people from last season. Carry On, Dorelli, Jonathan. And Carry On is Kirk Franklin's son, don't forget. It's some new booties on there. I don't know, because it's giving trying too hard with the new season as far as the new cast, except for my guy Orlando Brown. He needs his own goddamn show. He's a whole vibe. Orlando is I can't even describe it, but the whole time, every time his scene came on, only thing I could do was laugh. Like, he's a fucking comedian. I love him, and I want more scenes of him. Orlando Brown is doing his thing on Bad Boys, and no, he's not fighting, and I love that. I fucking love, well, he ain't fighting yet. Technically, this is the second episode, that I'm talking about right now. It's only two episodes in. They did the outside of the trials, outside of the casting, the casting little shoots, whatever. And only reason why I had watched the casting one, I didn't talk about it because it wasn't nothing to talk about to me. Only reason why I watched it is because I knew that Orlando Brown and Raz B was going to be in it. And I'm like, I know these niggas ain't auditioning. Like, I know they not. Oh, there's a guy from Love & Hip Hop, Prince. I think the Miami Love & Hip Hop. He's in it. He's cool. Like, I'm tired of people automatically judging, talking about he's gay. Like, it just, oh, I hate how people think like that. Because, like, Prince, for instance, didn't nobody say, well, I'm not sure, people all knew they call that nigga gay, but at the end of the day, they knew he had the bitches, you know what I'm saying? Like, he may have wore a blouse, but he'll take your bitch down too, you know what I'm saying? And that's what Cisco was for me. So I understand, like, that whole, yeah, he a man, but that don't mean he out here on some Debo shit, he don't want to fuck you up. Like, no, like, some men are just more in tune with their nurturing side. Like, that don't faze me. I'm not automatically going to the judgmental, oh, he gay. I'm really not. Like, if anything, it's like, I think, oh, he grew up with a lot of women in his life. First sister, you know what I'm saying? Aunties and shit. Like, that's the fuck I think. But that's neither here nor there. But I'm tired of, like, hearing people calling my fucking guy Prince. Even on Love & Hip Hop, they used to fucking insinuate he was gay. Like, I don't see that for him. But I don't see that for him. Jonathan, he's from season one, but technically, he never really got to stay in the house because he was beating so much ass. So, this is going to be like the first time we're seeing Jonathan out and about in the house and stuff, right? And he already put niggas in their motherfucking place. So, that's interesting. A newbie tried to run up on Dorelli in the first episode. And now Dorelli is the guy who was like, where the money reside? Where the money reside? Where the money reside? Where the money reside? And he had, like, a video that was like on Instagram, some shit that went viral. That's what he's known for, right? He was at a he was selling cars at a used car lot, and he popped out of a trunk of like a van or some shit, or SUV or something, and he was singing that with the Yin Yang Twins in the back. So a newcomer came and tried to run up on Dorelli on the where the money reside at guy, right? Why did Dorelli he walked his ass like a dog, okay? Oh boy, ran up the new one, ran up on Dorelli. He went with his left hand, grabbed his hair, because he had like braids or something, and with his right hand proceeded to uppercut his ass from like bam, bam, but coming up, not going straight down. Coming up like a fucking windmill. Oh my god! And then you let him go, like, are you done? Like, I don't know why you ran up on me. I am not trying to fight. Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't know why they're messing with these damn men. They already tested them, and that is hilarious to me. Jonathan, crazy ass, is so fucking funny. I wonder if people are going to peep, because in the first season, when he had finally got into the house, he had snatched up one of the guy's braids. And when he was doing his confessionals, he had put the braids underneath his hat, wearing the nigga braids that he snatched out his head, right? So on this fucking season, when they're on the way to the house, this nigga got on a fucking cap with the braids or whatever, just like last time. But I'm like, is nobody peeping that this is from season one? Like, is nobody basically like, nigga, I'm with the shit. I'll beat your ass and rock your own hair on this show. Like, we're not gonna talk about that. Y'all just gonna skim over that? Okay, no problem. No fucking worries. Oh man, but Jonathan, I would love to sit down and have an interview with Jonathan. Like, I would love to know how his upbringing was. Because it seems like he would have a very interesting childhood, and I would like to know, because the way he's just, let me beat your ass and then let me go take care of this business, don't mess up my money, like, that type of thinking and moving, that comes from something, and I want to know where the hair came from. So, I thought that was crazy. Anthony, he's from season one, Poe Anthony. Poor fucking Anthony, man. Jonathan fucked up Anthony on the first episode, I guess because of some shit that happened after season one with the guy that Jonathan snatched out his fucking dreads and shit. I guess them niggas was from New York, and they had came from New York back to Texas, and Anthony and Jonathan is from Texas, that's their stomping grounds, right? And Anthony hosted a party for Rio, knowing that Jonathan and Rio, like, they got into it, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the nigga dreads he had. So Jonathan felt betrayed. So Jonathan was like, nigga, and I guess it was some stuff on social media. I don't follow Jonathan or Anthony on social media. They just seem like they got too much goddamn drama, and I'm more with the, like, positive, like, don't follow some shit. Like, I follow Hollywood Unlocked, and that says drama written, I'm getting, I promise you, but, I used to follow Dorelli. He was too much, so I had to stop following him. But if I would have been following him, I would know the fucking tea. But something happened on social media. Everything got all aired out on social media. And Jonathan told him via DM, nigga, when I see you, it's on site. I don't know why people don't understand what on site means. Like, on site means when I see you, there's nothing to talk about. Fighting is happening only. That's what on site means. You know what I'm saying? And you would think Anthony would have known him and the other guy, I mean, would have known that Jonathan wasn't the kind of guy to be playing around like that, but I guess he fucking thought that, I don't know, but they whooped his ass some vicious. And then, of course, they left us off with the, okay, yeah. They left us off with that cliffhanger of everybody fighting after they do the champagne toast. So we didn't even get to the damn champagne toast, and we're going to be on the third episode. Okay, that's how much fighting is going down. I know they're supposed to be going to the strip club. Ooh, ain't nothing wrong with a little strip club, let me tell you. They're supposed to be going to a strip club, so I'm looking forward to those scenes, seeing how the guys act, because they're going to a female strip club. And some of the guys are gay. Like, I'm not going to say all of them or half, because I'm not sure exactly the number. But some of them are gay. And I know for a fact, Darrell got a man, but he still loves some female ass and titties. So I'm curious to see how that's going to play out with like the other guys, because I know how Darrell gets down with the females. I want to know, like, are any of them going to be trying to like outshow him or something like that, like on some Nintendo Switchback? This gotta be my husband. It's like a velvet fucking bag. It feels good. So I'm so interested in next week. So interested. Bad Girls Club. I ain't talked about them like that. Why? Okay, interesting. Bad Girls West. Krishan. I don't think she's gonna be in the reunion. That's what we're waiting on, is the reunion. But I'm not gonna be talking about that, because only thing that they fucking did was just fight. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how they would give you like some background with the guys. You can't do that with them, because them bitches, only thing they literally do is fight, and you don't know why. And I'm sorry, let me shut up, but I'm not gonna say that, because I'm anyways. Look, anyway, I'm having my banana and coffee. All of this came about to let y'all know that I think y'all been rocking with me for like 3 years now, and I appreciate it. It's crazy because some years we've been on, some years we haven't been, but you've still been rocking with us. And that's crazy. Like, I think Jonathan officially has been off the podcast for like a year. I think I've been doing it for at least a year now, and you've still been rocking with me. So that's fucking cool, dude. And that's all of this was about, to let me know how much I appreciate y'all. And to let y'all know, This whole silent game that y'all be playing with me, I don't like it. Like, what you mean? Y'all don't be emailing me. Y'all don't be, I got my number on my stuff. Y'all don't call me and leave a voicemail. Like, I got a whole website, CassarsNutCreations.com, that you can find all my information to. You could scroll down past the description on every last one of my podcasts and be able to just click a button to contact me via email, leave a message, hit me up on IG. And y'all ain't been doing that, so why you acting shy? Let me know what's going on. Like, I know you out there, I see it. Like, don't be a creeper, talk to me. You gotta go. Oh, that fucking Ruby trying to make me have her come in. Somebody should have told me that dogs was hella demanding, dude. But y'all wrong. I'm calling y'all out, because I've been out here giving y'all all the goodies that I can give from little me, raw, unedited. Okay, nobody else do that. They gonna give you that old BS. So hit me up on Instagram, Cassars_nail_creations, Facebook, Cassars Nail Creations. Email cnc@cassarsnailcreations.com. Scroll past the description of any podcast and click whatever way is good for you to be able to communicate. But I like to, let's converse. Why is this a one-way conversation? We can speak. You can speak. I'm always speaking. You can say hi. Hey. Hi. No, I'm just playing. But I'm not playing about the whole communication thing. I want y'all to reach out. I want to know what y'all want, okay? I'm seeing the podcast as you guys are listening to, hence the materials and the content that I've been coming up with. But at the end of the day, I am asking for y'all input. And I don't think I'm going to take it all. I'm a Leo at the end of the day, but it would be nice to know you know, what's going on? Maybe you got a birthday coming up. I love to say happy birthday to people. I love to give people their little, they shout out. Maybe you're doing something good in life. Maybe you're getting ready to graduate from something. I don't know. Some recognition is always 90s. But I want to hear from y'all so I can be like, hey, boo, congratulations. Hey, boo, how you doing? Hey, boo, I think you should leave him or her because the niggas ain't shit. No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing. But you guys know what to do. Go ahead and just scroll past the description of any podcast and click on the way to communicate with me. All right. Now, as I like to say, before I let y'all head on about your way, love, peace, and keep your nails on fleek. Y'all.